From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the city of Ramadi, and that engineers were still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still hours or more away from declaring total victory. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Details of his death remain unclear. Some reports say Alush was killed in an airstrike by government forces. Others say the airstrike was done by the Russians. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday, "It is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam." During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. He criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all killings and bloodshed in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed two police officers. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El Wak, bound for Mandera. This is VOA News.